Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. Please stay standing for the reading of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all may believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord," as the prophet Isaiah said. Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. This text, it makes me think of that song, I think from the 1800s, from The Who, that goes, "Who are you? Who, who?" It's a joke. I know it's from the 1700s. This text from John that we get is similar in a lot of ways to the text that we got from Mark just last week, introducing John the Baptist as the one who is pointing to the arrival of Jesus Christ. In both Gospels, we get John declaring clearly that he is not Jesus, but Jesus is coming to do a new thing. And in both Gospels, John is pointing to what is to come. John is pointing to a renewal sent from God that the psalmist of 126 is celebrating. And finally, in both, we have a promise of baptism of redemption that comes from John, and a promise that there is something even greater coming after him. Bless you. Now, if you were here last week, then you know we spent some time in talking about this baptism. But if you weren't here, then I just want to summarize it real quickly as this. It is in the baptism that comes from God and Jesus Christ through the Spirit that you have received grace upon grace. In the mercy of God that says you are no longer being held back by the sins that would otherwise bind you. It is in this baptism that says you are marked by the cross of Jesus Christ and have already received salvation in the faith of Jesus Christ. Small things. What we do get in today's message that we didn't get in Mark is this conversation at the beginning. See, we have these priests and Levites who were sent from the Pharisees that are coming to John, who has already been preaching and baptizing and teaching a people about God, about repentance, and about the light that is Christ that is to come. And these priests and Levites, they start to put him on this kind of impromptu trial, asking him who he is to do such things. And they ask him, "Are you the Messiah? People have been waiting, and you are doing some of the same things that are expected." And John, of course, responds, "No, I'm not the Messiah." "Well, then, are you Elijah, the one that is proclaiming the day of the Lord?" And John says, no, I'm not Elijah. And then again, they ask, are you the prophet that we have been awaiting? And John responds again by saying, nope, you got the wrong guy. Now, those last two are interesting because in different Gospels, they actually point to John having functioned as Elijah in pointing to Christ and as a prophet in the same way. But that's a whole different sermon. Let's get back on track. Finally, the priests and Levites, already on strike three, ask plainly, okay, then who are you? Who do you say you are? And John responds with saying, I'm just a guy, like any of you who is testifying to the light that is coming after me. Who I am is tied up in who is coming after me. But they challenge this more, saying, okay, that doesn't really answer the question to what gives you the right to do such a baptism. And John's answer is to look at this regular water before him and declare that the baptism he is doing is just water. It's nothing that incredible. He isn't that incredible when compared to the next guy. John is only human. He's just a dude. But that doesn't change his ability to declare who Jesus is. Too many people have this misconception that in order to talk about who Christ is, they have to first pass some sort of qualification test. That only those who have gone to seminary or spent years in the church or have done X number of Bible studies or confirmation are able to say who Jesus Christ is. But that's not true. Not in the slightest. John was human. A significant human in history, but he was only human like any of the rest of us. But yet, it is in his humanity that he is able to testify to who God is. Now I'm curious, how many of us would be able to be as quick as John in answering the big question of who we are? How do you define yourself? If you were to write up a short two-sentence bio, what would it say? Maybe like John, it's easier first to think about who you aren't. Are you the Messiah? I'm assuming everybody's answer here is no. Otherwise, I might be in big trouble. Immediately, we can go to answers like, well, I'm American of Norwegian and Bohemian descent. I like long walks on the beach with my wife and dog and playing pickleball on Friday mornings at JAG. And maybe that's an okay answer to give to a stranger or to put on a dating profile. But does it fully capture who you are in your entirety? Many of you have heard me talk about vocation here. Vocation being that which God is calling you to in your life that furthers the kingdom of God here on earth. Whether that be teaching or singing, healing as a doctor or nurse, or changing the light bulbs in the church so that way God's beloved don't run into walls and need to go to that healer. It is in these vocations that we can start to understand who we are, with the understanding that we simultaneously hold several vocations. And they change throughout our lives. But what remains true, whether we like it or not, that no matter what vocation we find ourselves in, our identity is always wrapped up in who we are in Jesus Christ. Now, I get it, right? Most of you aren't going to introduce yourself to a stranger as a child of God. You're not going to just walk up to somebody and be like, hey, I love Jesus. For most, it's not natural to just bring it up in conversation, or you might feel like it gets in the way of your relationship with that person. It's one of those things that we're taught, right, to not talk about, right up there with politics, that it's not appropriate for casual conversations. And you know, I think that might be okay, because we are told and we are called to be examples by our love. It is how we act in the world that tells people who we are. We are called to live in a way that points to God in our lives. Live with hospitality, live with generosity. And then when somebody asks you why you do such things, you can then point to the love that you have in Jesus Christ that you are called to share with others. This goes for the whole community here at Bethany as well. When you mention to another that you are a member of Bethany Lutheran Church, what does that mean? If somebody asks you what it means to be a member here, what do you say? We have some pretty large claims here at the church, all of which were here before I got here. On the two signs outside, out here on Broadway and over there by Bowman Park, at the very top, they say, all are welcome. What does this mean to you? Does it mean really that anybody off the street can come in here and worship with you regardless of race, gender, gender identity, sexuality, class, or political affiliation? And on the website, it says, together we seek to celebrate God's call to put our faith into action by reaching out in love and grace. And finally, our mission statement posted at the entrance that most people use by Bowman Park says this: following Christ's example to love our neighbors as ourselves. It is the mission of Bethany English Evangelical Lutheran Church to involve as many people as will share in its confession of faith in a fellowship of worship, learning, witness, service, and outreach, so that the word of God and Jesus Christ may become evident in their lives, their relationships with others, and with social institutions in the Wisconsin Dells area and throughout the world. These are all ways that Bethany Lutheran Church has decided to identify itself. This is how you, as a community of faith, have decided to identify yourselves to anybody who walks into this space. And now it's important to ask yourselves if these indicators still apply today. And it's okay if they don't, but it's important that we be honest with ourselves. Being in relationship with God, it can be tricky because the Holy Spirit, like wind or breath, does not hold still. It keeps changing and evolving, and it is in our relationship as a church and as individuals to keep evaluating and re-evaluating our relationship with God by asking ourselves, what is God leading us to? What are my gifts that God is calling me to use for the betterment of neighbor? Who are you? What do you say about yourself? When all else fails, I hope you know that you can lean on this, that you are beloved children of God. You are one whom God has looked upon in favor and claimed you as God's own. Jesus personally has looked at you and said, you are saved through the death and resurrection. Who has said that death will not, cannot have the final say over your life. Who are you? You are one who has the chance to be like Christ to those who need to see the life that the resurrection of Jesus Christ has given to them. Who are you? You are loved by God. Who are you? You are blessed in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen. Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.